Dorothy McField has lived in Kansas City, Kansas for more than 80 years and seen one grocer after the next vanish.
As the larger grocery stores took over, the smaller ones got run out of business. Then people move, things happen. The next thing you know, we don't have any.
She was at a soft opening of the Dot Mobile Grocer, a converted refrigerated beer truck. Once it's fully up and running in January, it's set to hit 15 spots far from any grocery in Wyandotte County. A mobile grocer has been tried here before and failed. But the latest attempt is powered by a local council that hopes to draw staying power from community input.
Come on up, it's your truck.
Yeah, dude, you're going
to... With help from University of Kansas architecture students, they've retrofitted the truck to stock groceries, some that meet program requirements for needy families with children, and others just based on what Wyandotte County residents want.
Okay, we're going to stay with dairy on this side and go cheese, eggs.
Consensus on what to stock can come slowly, but bring in local residents and they can say, hey, we can pick up crackers and bananas at the corner market, but what's hard to find is raw meat. Or hit this church on Saturday and that community center every third Wednesday. Matt Kleinman has been working with the Dot Mobile Grocer project.
I mean, there were so many times where I've been out of an answer and I just go, oh, what do you guys think? And they come up with it immediately because being residents, they have that experience.
Mary Collins, a member of the Mobile Grocery Community Council, says there's another reason to listen local.
Communities like ours are wary of well-intentioned people saying, I've identified a problem. I know how to fix it. Here, I have fixed it for you without really considering what do you think you need.
The grocery on wheels might work in Wyandotte County because it can hit multiple spots that need groceries the most. In more spread out communities in central and western Kansas, that's just not possible. But those places still need groceries. Between 2008 and 2015, in Kansas towns smaller than 2,500 people, nearly one in five grocery stores closed.
It doesn't matter that if you live in a community of 80,000, 250,000, or 1,100, the underlying characteristics of food insecurity and having limited access to healthy foods are similar.
Tina Kahn works with the Kansas Alliance for Wellness to help develop local food systems. She's seen a lot of different approaches.
It may be a mobile market. It may be a grocery delivery outreach. It may be extended hours. It's whatever meets the need of that community.
But that doesn't mean Kansas communities have all the answers.
In terms of solutions, no, we're not there yet.
Or close, or betting on some silver bullet fix. Kalia Souza, who helps develop food systems, says the one trick that does work starts with the locals.
How do we come together as a community with our understanding of our community to create these community-driven solutions? I mean, there is the underpinning of all of this.
Souza has been working with food policy councils across Kansas using the same model that drives the Dot Mobile Grocer.
It's definitely that meeting point between top-down and bottom-up.
Food policy councils and community councils mean someone who cares about the community can call the shots, even if grant money and nonprofits leave town. That's what Dorothy McField, the lifelong Kansas City, Kansas resident, wants.
This is nice. I don't think it's going to be the permanent solution, but I think for right now, it's beautiful.
A full-service grocery is in the works for downtown Kansas City, Kansas, and there's talk of another. That could put an end to the mobile grocer. But until that happens, the truck and the community council hope to fill in one stop at a time. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.